Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, you didn't miss a damn thing. One of the worst hours we've done in years. So, all right. So are we doing these now? Get this out of the way.
Or do you have a replacement in?
I have a replacement.
You have one in place.
Yes.
Okay.
So here is my list. Johnny Manziel.
Famous.
George R. R. Martin.
Famous.
Robin Roberts.
Famous.
See, I thought you might strike her.
I mean, she's what's
she's sports famous. She's not real famous. Michael Douglas.
Famous.
Tommy Chong.
By the way, Robin Roberts, when she was diagnosed, she was like on Good Morning America and all that stuff.
I don't watch
every
shows.
Day. She was famous.
I just know her from ESPN.
Who was your last one?
Tommy Chong.
Famous.
Shannon Doherty.
Famous.
Keith Richards, because it has to happen at some point.
Look at you.
Gord Downey, who you've allowed. Sir John Hurt.
This was the guy who I didn't know until I looked him up.
It's like you've seen him in everything.
Yeah. You know he's famous because when you see him.
And since you won't let me have Vivian Campbell, you're going to be mad when this guy dies and gets a lot more points. I will take Hugh Jackman.
Why would you say that about Wolverine?
I will take Hugh Jackman.
You just have a feeling on him, huh?
No, it's not just a feeling. He's not been in great health, actually. He's had skin cancer like four times.
Yeah, it's like on his nose.
Yeah, but...
No, I mean, well, if nose cancer kills you, then God bless
him. It's not just that.
He's got regenerative powers.
Let's not confuse him with Wolverine. He wishes he had that, believe me. But that is my 10th
John,
guy.
Where's everybody else's list?
I got it
Are you
going
to read them?
Yeah, I can read them for you.
Okay.
You mean to go first, or do you want to go?
No, I'll give my list.
Okay.
My list is, are you taking these down somewhere? Or are we just going to keep all these in an envelope or make
don't
a
you
spreadsheet?
Have, I mean, don't you have yours?
I have mine, yeah.
Fred emailed me his. You can email me yours.
Okay.
And I'll keep everybody's.
All right. Listen, if any of mine are questionable, I want you guys to strike.
No, because see, this is why you wasted the whole first hour arguing to get rid of one of mine, is because I'm sick of it and I won't argue to get rid of any of yours.
Is Cher famous enough?
Yes.
Mary Tyler Moore?
Yes.
Bill Cosby?
Yes.
Val Kilmer?
Yes.
Bam Margera?
Yes.
Who?
Bam Margera.
Seriously.
Bam from Jackass.
I'm not familiar with that. But I will say, okay.
Have you ever watched the Jackass movies or Jackass on TV?
No.
Okay. He's famous.
Okay. Have you heard of Jackass?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Do you understand the concept
of it? I'm not arguing it. I just said I've never heard of him.
Okay.
So,
have you heard of Johnny Knoxville?
No.
See, this is what the problem where it lies because
who is he?
Just Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah.
He started out in Jackass, but he's been in several like feature films.
I'm sure I've seen him somewhere.
I feel like the difference between what we consider a celebrity and what Fred considers, the age gap is great.
Well, see, that
worries me about Barry Warner's list.
Well,
because,
but that was the point I was trying to make earlier, so.
Steve Gleason.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Good one.
Roger Ailes.
I don't know who that is either.
Yes.
Roger Ailes is all over the news lately. He's the guy from Fox who tried to bang everybody who worked at Fox.
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to that kind of
he's
stuff.
He's the CEO of Fox News.
Okay.
Kanye West.
Good enough.
Glenn Campbell.
Good enough.
That works for you?
Yeah.
Work for everybody?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so I'll start off with Patrick Creighton, who you can hear from 1 to 3 on 1560. Here's his list. Johnny Manziel, Lamar Odom, Charlie Sheen, Keith Richards.
Oh, he's going with young.
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner, Courtney Love, Charles Manson, Bernie Madoff, Bill Cosby, and Ozzy Osbourne. All good, right?
That's a good list.
Yeah, here's what I don't like about his list. He went with way too many long shots. Like, you want to sprinkle in a couple of young guys and hope. I mean, half of his list is under age 50.
But you know what? He gets one, he's probably going to be in
that's
the
true.
Hunt.
That's true. It's
like
a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Yep.
This is Jermaine Every, who you can hear on Hustletown every Tuesday from 7 to 9. Macaulay Culkin, Charlie Sheen, Courtney Love, Lark Voorhees. Voorhees. Okay, I don't know who that is.
She was on Saved by the Bell, the black chick.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Nick Nolte.
Good one.
Betty White.
Who?
Betty White's a good one. Betty White was on my cut list.
Yeah, she's too old.
DMX.
Oh, X gonna give it to you?
No, X gonna die.
Damn, don't say that. That's my jam. X gonna give it to you.
Tila Tequila.
I hope. Oh, I shouldn't say that out loud, but no, I kind of do hope she dies.
Don't say that out loud.
She's a horrific person.
Michael J. Fox.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
That is a good
one. Orlando Brown.
Orlando Brown. Oh, the former NFL player. The guy who got hit with the flag in the eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good, right?
That's good.
Okay, so a former offensive lineman is good, but all right. Okay.
Orlando Brown. I mean, if Steve Gleason's good, Orlando Brown's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So Barry Laminack. You can hear Tuesdays through Thursdays.
Oh, I was going to say, he's not famous enough to be on anyone's list.
Stephen Hawking.
Wait. Because I just looked it up, and we need to figure this out. Because Orlando Brown, there are two Orlando Browns.
Oh, I know what he's going for the entry here. If either one dies, he can say, that was my Orlando Brown.
There's Eddie Brown.
Very shrewd.
Or Orlando Brown, who was from That's So Raven and
maybe
Family
Matters. Yeah, maybe he thinks that Orlando Brown.
We'll need a clarification.
Because as soon as I pulled it up, he's the first guy that pops up, and he looks like hell.
Okay, that's probably... I'll talk to Jermaine and clarify. But both Orlando Browns are good, right?
I don't think the football player is. He wasn't that famous. He got hit in the eye and played like 1 year. It's got to be the other one anyway.
Okay.
He played 12 years in the NFL.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Barry Laminack's list. Stephen Hawking.
Oh, he's dead. That Orlando Brown's dead already.
Which one? Right. The one in the eye?
Football player Orlando Brown. He died in 2011.
Okay. Oh.
All right. Okay.
Barry Laminack's list.
Diabetic. My bad.
Stephen Hawking.
R.I.P. Orlando.
Stephen Hawking. Randy Travis. Tommy Chong. George Bush Sr.
Slow down. Randy Travis?
Yeah, the country singer? Is that Randy Travis?
I've heard of him.
Okay. I don't know if I have, but that's...
Only because he used to do these commercials where he'd have that drawl and he'd say, hi, I'm Randy Travis.
I mean,
I know who he is.
Yeah, I've heard of Randy Travis. Right. Okay. Tommy Chong, George Bush Sr.
That's just wrong, taking George H.
I would have taken Barb before him.
Yeah. Valerie Harper. Hugh Hefner, Frankie Muniz, Brett Michaels.
Frankie Muniz.
Well, that's a long shot.
That is a very long shot. Okay. If that hits, that's a big point.
Brett Michaels, Morrissey, and Tom Brokaw.
Okay. Acceptable list.
Okay. Barry Warner's list. Greg Hardy, Lindsay Lohan, Betty White, Keith Richards, Justin Bieber, George Bush Sr., Johnny Manziel, Donald Trump.
I'm a little uncomfortable having the President of the United States on that list.
I'm not.
Bobby Brown.
Everybody dies, friend.
And Paris Hilton. All acceptable?
All acceptable.
Okay. And here is Todd's list. Johnny Manziel, Bob Newhart, George...
Bob Newhart?
Yeah.
Okay.
George Bush Sr. again. Kirk Douglas. Who?
Kirk Douglas is 100.
Count?
That's a zero.
That's
point
a zero.
Guy.
Well, he has him on the list. AJ Foyt.
Okay.
Norman Lear.
Who?
Norman Lear.
Fred?
I've heard of him.
What is he?
He's like a... it's one of those that... He was a... the hell was he? He's like a...
He's a television writer, producer.
He did all in the family, Sanford and Son, stuff like that. He can't be worth anything either. He's got to be.
He's 94.
He's 94. Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, I see he's a television writer and producer. I mean, is he like a...
I mean, I've heard of the guy.
He was a guy whose name always, I mean, for 20 years, every TV show he pretty much did.
Would you say like...
He was famous for doing that, yeah.
Would you say, and I'm giving you like a comparison, like Aaron Spelling, was he like that?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, Sanford and Son, All in the Family, One Day at a Time, The Jeffersons, Good Times,
those
Maude.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if because I would count Aaron Spelling, even though, I mean, he's a TV producer, an average TV producer I wouldn't count. I don't know this guy, but if you guys are good, that's fine.
Yeah, that's some of the all-time great shows there.
Yes.
And Tony Cox, the little person from, like, what's that one movie? The Santa movie. Bad Santa?
Oh, okay.
The actor?
Yeah, okay.
Tina Louise?
Who's that?
Yeah, who is that?
Let me Google real quick.
I mean, it was some questionable stuff here. American actress, singer, and author.
From the 50s.
Let's see.
She's 82.
He's going for all these short points here.
She had this is her starring role.
Oh, she would no. She was Ginger in Gilligan's Island. That's good enough.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's good enough.
To say I've never heard of any of these movies she was in, but yeah, Ginger from Gilligan's Island. She's in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fred Willard.
She's still alive.
Apparently so.
Yeah, she is 82.
Man,
Fred Willard's good.
Okay, and Little Richard.
Is that the most famous Fred?
No,
amongst them.
I don't know. I don't know who the most famous Fred is.
Mm.
And Little Richard is his last one.
Okay, that's acceptable.
So everyone's acceptable, correct?
Yeah, these all sound pretty good.
Okay.
Although, Todd needs to get us somebody else. I mean, Kirk Douglas is a zero.
Yeah, but think of it this way. If nobody dies and he does, he at least has a death on the board. So even though it's zero, I think I would give him the victory.
Oh, I'm with you. Okay.
If it came down to a tiebreaker.
It's kind of like the free square on bingo.
Now, if he makes it, well, it won't matter, but if he turns 101 this year.
It's negative one.
It's a negative one. Yeah. You lose a point for that.
Okay.
It's only fair, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I love making up rules as we go.
That's the way it should be. By the way, a lot of people had Stephen Hawking. At least a couple people had Stephen Hawking, right?
A couple of people had Hawking and George Bush.
Stephen Hawking, he was my bench player in case any of my guys got struck from the list. I can't believe I thought the one guy that might get questioned was Roger Ailes, but he's been in the news so much lately because he's a dirty old perv.
I just because I haven't heard of him doesn't mean that they're not famous, but there were four people that were mentioned that I hadn't heard of.
Who were they?
He was one of them.
And Bam Margera was one.
Yeah.
Who were the other
one
two?
The other jackass guy you had.
No, I don't have him. He's not on my list. I was just asking if you knew Johnny Knoxville for, like, relations.
Oh, okay. Oh no. Yeah, because I thought he was on your list.
Like, do you know who Steve-O is?
No. See, I don't watch that stuff.
Man. What do you laugh at?
I laugh
at people getting hurt. That's what's funny to me.
And I'm sure I would find it funny if I'd seen it. I just never seen it.
Man.
I'm sorry. And
that's tragic.
But that's why I think.
And you smoke weed sometimes. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing funnier than getting high and then watching Jackass. You've got to do this.
I kind of like getting high and watching Game of Thrones because Peter Dinklage, everything he says is funny then. It's not serious. It's funny.
There's a small person on Jackass too. Hmm. And you know what he does? He gets hurt. That's what's funny.
No. But that goes back to my original point. It's like all these guys are heroes to you, and I've never heard of them. Well, this guy was a guitar hero to me, and you've never heard of him. So from my era, that was one of my guys.
All right.
Let's.
Roger Ailes, not a hero to me, by the way. He's just he's kind of just a perv.
Nobody took Jared Fogle.
No. He may end up with a broomstick.
See, but I should have gone different. I should have taken 10 people I want to die as opposed to just people I think are going to.
Yeah.
He'd be on that list.
Really?
Yeah. Jared Fogle? Yeah, I want him to die.
You want him to die?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's
little
cool.
Kid.
Yeah, it's not good. He's not a good guy by any stretch.
No, I don't have a lot of people that I want to die. He's on the list.
You know,
Dylan Roof's on the list.
by the way, and I don't want to relate this to child molestation, but there's a bit of a connection now with a hire has been made by Tom Herman of someone from Art Briles' staff who is, I would say, a Briles truther. And I find it disturbing. I kind of want to get your takes on it when we come back.
All right, yeah, we will. We'll talk about that when we come back. Right now, got to tell you about Whitmire's. And as a matter of fact, I double-checked today when I swung by Specs. They have the single barrel at the Specs downtown if you want that. They also have the Space City Vodka. The best thing to do, though, if you want to try that or any of their other great products, head up to the distillery. Because as a matter of fact, it's Thursday, right? Right now, they're open. And they'll be open from 3 until 9. Tomorrow, they'll be open from 3 until 9. You can go and try all their great products. You can even buy a bottle and take it home with you. And Saturdays, they're open from noon to 6. And on Saturdays, they also do tours, which you guys can go do. And those are fantastic, too. You get to try everything. There's a lot of stuff that you can't get anywhere but the distillery there. It's also just a great place to have a private event. You know what? If you're going to have your Deadpool draft, rather than do it over the air, go do it at Whitmire's. It's a great place. You can have all kinds of great alcohol while you sit there and argue over who should be in the pool or not. It's a lot of fun. Visit them at whitmires.com for info on distillery tours as well as the accommodations for private events. This is Houston's first distillery. This is Houston's best distillery by far. Run by Blitzers, run by veterans. Go check them out. Hey, Sam Houston's starting up here very soon. And it's a great place to go catch a few before you go to the races. Visit them today. They're at 16711 Hollister or go to whitmires.com. That's whitmires.com.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
RIP to my mentions, by the way, on basically everybody that was taken and everybody who was not taken. Everyone's... I can't believe no one took this guy. I can't believe everyone took him. I can't believe you guys don't know who this guy is.
I get a lot of, I should be ashamed for not knowing the jab. Well, I've never watched the movie, so I'm not going to apologize for that. But I'm sure they're famous because you guys have heard of him, but I've also got 50 texters saying I can't believe nobody's ever heard of Vivian Campbell either. So instead of fighting over it, I'm just going to say take them, guys. I don't care.
This was the stunner for me, and this goes to show how important. We should have had someone, and I feel like maybe I'm a little bit too young to be the decider. Like if there was a 40-year-old, I feel like if you're 40 years old, you've lived long enough, and you're still young enough to know what's going on. Like a 40-year-old's a perfect person to decide who's famous and who's not. You didn't know who Bam Margera was, which really surprised me. Juggalo Trey didn't know who A.J. Foyt was.
See, I could see that because he's really been irrelevant for... I mean, he's local, so I think people know him for that. But when was the last time he had anything to do with big-time
racing?
But
he was, like, as famous as Dale Earnhardt, right?
Dale
Earnhardt's been dead forever.
Yeah, he's also from an era before Juggalo Trey was born.
Yeah.
And it's kind of from that George Foreman era.
Everybody knows who George Foreman is, though.
I bet you there's people who haven't heard of him.
How famous was A.J. Foyt in his height? I mean, was he like the most famous race car driver?
I don't know if he was the most famous. At the time, IndyCar was
it was bigger
the
than
thing.
NASCAR, yeah, and he was Mario the most Andretti famous guy, right?
I would say so, probably.
See, I don't know who that is either.
Yeah,
you don't know who A.J. Foyt is?
No. Nope.
Isn't there like a museum right outside of town to him?
Yeah, and he still lives here. So,
see, I know the Andretti's, but I don't know A.J. Foyt. And obviously, Dale Earnhardt, I know.
Right.
But you probably know more from Michael Andretti than Mario.
No. Really? This is kind of embarrassing, but Home Improvement, that's why I know the Andretti's.
The TV show?
Yeah, because they would always bring in the Andretti's on that show. And then so that's when I first saw them.
He
and
never
then,
brought in AJ Foyt, huh?
No. And then I that's where I was introduced to the Andretti's. And then obviously when I got older, I was able to research who the Andretti's were.
Boy, the more I'm hearing this, I got screwed on this deal. All right, let's get on to the Baylor thing, or the UT thing, excuse me.
Yeah, I was curious your thoughts on it. This disturbs me, not only because Tom Herman is making this hire, but that Texas would support this hire. Casey Horney, who is now has been announced as a special teams quality control assistant, which is not a big job by any stretch. But he was not only a supporter of Art Briles, but he was very vocal in his support of Art Briles on social media. He still publicly supported Briles after the Pepper Hamilton report that concluded that Briles and his staff helped foster basically a rape culture, a pattern of sexual violence by football players. And after all of this, after everything was out and about, Casey Horney was still defending Art Briles, which, you know, I mean, I guess that's your right to do so. But I don't think that I would have been willing to hire that guy, especially not immediately. Am I over?
No,
just overanalyzing it.
I wouldn't want anything to do with any of that stuff right now.
And not only that, but yesterday, after he gets hired, you know how America works. If you get a new job, and people are like, "Oh, wasn't he like a pro Briles guy?" Then they go through and they screenshot all his tweets and put them out on the internet. And of course, now he's gone through and deleted all those Briles support tweets, which makes it look even worse because you can't get rid of that. And he had the old Jeremy Falk, like when Jeremy Falk was dismissed, he had a quote defending Jim Grobe with the hashtag Truth Don't Lie. Remember that tweet when they were tweeting out Truth Don't Lie?
Yeah.
He deleted that too. I don't know. It really bugs me that Texas hired that guy. And I guess he's got, I mean, he has ties to Tom Herman. You know, I get having that alignment, but it bothers me quite a bit. And from already just from my mentions, there's a lot of people not happy about it.
Well, and, you know, just because he has ties to Tom Herman, I love Tom, but I think these ties to him, I'd rather see him go outside his comfort zone a little bit. I'm seeing a lot of what Charlie Strong did, and I'm not really crazy about that. I like, I like Tom, but I think
that's a bad move.
This is a bad look. It is unnecessary. You're not talking about that important of a position.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with it. If it was a DC, you know, I could see that being important enough that maybe you want to take some heat over it. But, well, first of all, no one's hiring a Baylor DC. Let's also throw that out there. But a small, obviously special teams is important, but this doesn't even sound like it's a big time position. Why would you even bring that around? Why would you even associate yourself with it? You know what I mean?
I wouldn't. I think it's a bad look.
I don't know. It's very strange to me, but what is done is done. And apparently there's a lot of people saying that they've written the AD complaints about it. I've seen a lot of social media outcry about it. People are not happy with this at all. But what I haven't seen is anybody who's a big money supporter come out and say something about it, and which is not surprising to me, you know, because now they've got the guy they wanted. They don't want to rock the boat.
No,
unless he shows that he can't win.
Yeah, he can do no wrong right now.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, "Hey, he hired that Briles truther." You know, so, but that's the way Texas works, but I don't like it one bit.
Yeah, I wish somebody had kind of stepped in and said, this isn't a good idea.
Yeah, and the same way that I, listen, This goes to show, I don't care what program you're working with. The same way I crapped on Baylor when they had these people there supporting him, I'll crap on anybody who hires these guys that were standing up supporting him, and especially anyone who hires Art Briles, God forbid. But it's unbelievable to me that any university would want to attach themselves to that in any, even like the most minuscule way. It just doesn't seem worth the hassle to me.
And a lot of people mentioning Phil Bennett to Arizona State too.
Yeah,
it's another guy who, you know, I it's one of those. It's so hard to know who did what, but the guys who came out in support and were that vocal about it, I don't want any part of them. I really don't. At least not yet. I mean, I think you need some time there, but they didn't ask me. All right, tell the people about Raising Cane's.
Oh, Fred. I'll tell all the people, but I would just tell you, if it were just you and I alone here with some chicken fingers, I would tell you in a very romantic way my feelings about Raising Cane's. These chicken fingers are, this is not like your run-of-the-mill stuff, guys. This is not fast food. Raising Cane's has stepped up the entire chicken finger game. They're using the highest quality ingredients, only fresh, never frozen, the best chicken tenderloins you can get, marinated for 24 hours, hand battered, and only cooked when you order them. It really is amazing. The sauce is unbelievable. It's tangy. It's spicy. It's flavorful. It's perfect. And if you need to, you can order like giant jugs of it, which is maybe a little bit disturbing. But people like sauce. What are you going to do? It's made fresh daily by restaurant managers to keep the secret recipe secure. This is legit stuff. They've got great the food there is all great. It's a very simple menu, but everything on the menu is something that you're going to like to eat. It's great stuff. They do catering for tailgates. You can do any event. 25 to 100 fingers, more if you need. They're going to be ready several minutes after you order. You don't have to call ahead. They can take care of you. You come in, you got a bunch of people to feed. They got you hooked up. And right now, guys, great news. You can win $100,000 just by eating at Raising Cane's. 1 in 3 are going to win instantly, win some food during the Peel the Love game, and somebody's going to win $100,000. You collect the letters to spell C-A-N-E-S, and you win $100,000. Your cup's a 1 in 3 chance to win during the Peel the Love game. And if you're going to fill that cup, I recommend doing it with some of their hand-squeezed lemonade. The freshly squeezed lemonade is out of this world. That's Raising Cane's, now all around the city of Houston. Go check them out today. That's Raising Cane's. Come close and bend an ear.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Chargers moving to LA. Does that do anything for you?
I mean, we kind of knew it was going to happen yesterday.
Doesn't really surprise me.
It's not a big shock, but kind of sucks for San Diego, you know. And it's I've always thought about, you know, like, and Tepper's the guy. Dave Tepper is the guy who taught me this a long time ago. He's like, always have like a list of cities that you would want to work in, you know, just in case. And San Diego was always on my list because it was. I mean, obviously, it's a great place. It's a beautiful climate, you know, and it was an NFL city. And I don't know now, like, if I ever left Houston, I don't know if I could work in a market that wasn't an NFL market. You know, it would be difficult to present a show. I mean, I guess I could do it, but it just wouldn't be as fun for me because I like working in an NFL town.
But the reality is, if you're a fan of that team, and I know that highway's a bitch, you're not going to stop going to games. I think you'll still have a big segment that will, it'd be if the Texans moved to San Antonio, people would still be, it's a 2.5 hour drive. You're still going to go to the game. It's once, it's not like a basketball team or a baseball team where you've got a whole bunch of games. It's just, you know, it's 10 home games. You'll make that drive.
Yeah.
As far, and I think it'll still be popular there, but. Yeah, I think I'm not really surprised. I hate to see it, but they gave them every opportunity to try to get a stadium done there, and they just didn't want to do it.
Didn't want to do it.
And
You can't have a team if you've got a, if you don't have a stadium. And the Raiders are Oakland's about to learn the same thing. And I, in a way, I feel bad for Oakland because, I mean, it's impossible to get real estate around there.
Yeah,
San Diego doesn't have that problem. There's a ton of places they could have put that stadium. It was they just didn't want to spend the money on it. I would also venture to say the Raiders fan base is significantly more passionate than the Chargers, which San Diego is one of those places where, you know, like I mentioned, it's a pretty great town. If the NFL, I mean, if there's the NFL, cool. If not, yeah. Cool. There's something else. I always said the same thing about LA, you know, and for the longest time it was, well, if USC's good, we'll go watch the games. If not, no big deal. We're cool. We got plenty of stuff to do around here. I feel like San Diego kind of has that same vibe, which, I mean, I think L.A. does too, so I don't think it's like a big move in that matter. But like a town like Oakland, I feel bad because I do feel like that's a very passionate fan base, but they couldn't get a stadium done.
But they also have a national fan base, and they'll follow them.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And I think you'll see a lot of people go to Vegas, and they still got the Warriors. They'll be fine.
One more bit of bad news to draw back to the University of Texas really quick. Texas sophomore Tevin Mack, who, by the way, Texas has now lost two straight in conference. They are 1-3 in the Big 12. Not good.
Lost to TCU.
Lost to TCU. Those are the teams you got to beat. Those are the teams you got to beat. They couldn't beat them. And they were winning. They were winning big and just gave it up. And now they have suspended their leading scorer, Tevin Mack, indefinitely for a violation of team rules. I couldn't begin to go into what it was, but Shaka Smart said, "We have a set of standards that we expect people in our program to adhere to. Tevin has failed to reach them." So, 15 points per game. And I remember watching that Oklahoma State game, which was their only win in conference so far this season. And he basically took the whole team on his back and just dominated, particularly in the second half. And I was like, man, this is the guy I've been waiting to see. And this is the second suspension for him. He missed an exhibition game and a season opener for violation of team rules. So I don't know what it is, but Texas is already – I don't know. I don't want to call them a bad basketball team. They're definitely a disappointing team. And now they're losing their best player. I'm guessing it's about to get really ugly in Austin. And Shaka Smart, maybe Charlie Strong 2.0. You know, it's one of those careful what you wish for things. When you run Mac and Rick Barnes out of town, you think you've got the next big thing. It doesn't always work out that way.
What if Herman doesn't work out and Smart doesn't work out?
Oh, boy. They're burning through money there. Luckily, they're printing it, too. So
yeah. Remember the other day when I was bitching because the Chronicle had that stupid slideshow about why the Texans have a real chance of upsetting the Patriots? Well, USA Today actually came up with some things, and it's not a slideshow. So I'm going to give you what they say are the reasons why the Texans have, quote, a real chance of upsetting the Patriots. Now I would say these are the reasons they have a chance to cover the spread.
But yeah.
They're going to go a little farther here. Number one, I agree with this. Well, maybe I agree with it. Brock Osweiler can't play any worse than he did in the first matchup. He was so bad that game. He has to be better than that, right? He can't be worse.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, because he could go throw five interceptions.
I mean, this is a really good defense. They don't mess around.
And it says is he going to play well? Probably not. But if he can avoid turnovers and turn in an Alex Smith like game managing effort, the Texans can keep this one close. I don't think he can be Alex Smith. But all right, let's go back. Let's play like last week. Don't turn the ball over. Okay, then it's better than last time.
Yeah, this is one of those things where you know you say he couldn't play worse, and then you think back to how he started out the Jacksonville game.
Yeah.
And that was against...
They got him benched.
That's against a bad team.
Number two.
Or what he did against... Remember what he did against San Diego? I mean, he's had some really
Yeah, but that
really
game, that game in New England was horrible.
It was rough, for sure.
Number two, the defense is built to stop New England. Says They have all the pieces to defend Tom Brady with Whitney Mercilus and Devion Clowney on the edges. They can create quick pressure with only four rushers. And says when, that's the key when you're going up against Brady. If you have to blitz, you don't have a chance. He'll recognize it before the snap and shred it. Secondary is also outstanding. They can man up on the Patriots receivers and get after Brady in a hurry. Same game plan Denver used last year. Number three, Brian Cushing is playing this time. I think that's good, but it's also not.
Brian Cushing is playing this time. J.J. Watt is not.
Yeah. Number four, Rob Gronkowski is not playing this time.
Yes.
And that's a big difference. So that's her four reasons.
What's the title of the article? Four reasons that
It's not four reasons. It says they give four reasons, but it says why the Texans have a real chance of upsetting the Patriots.
By the way, if you recall, while Gronkowski did play, zero receptions, one target in that game.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was coming. Like,
he was kind of like JJ was.
He was not right. A game time decision. They said fantasy owners were pissed.
Yeah, they brought him out for right at the beginning, and then the game got out of hand, and that was the end.
They made him active, and then they didn't play him at all. So, not having Gronk isn't like some sort of great thing for. They didn't need Gronk last time.
Hey, man, I was asking for somebody to give me some reasons. They did.
That's true. I don't
necessarily agree, but I feel it's important to share it with the people.
Okay. I think the best thing they've got going for him is LeGarrette Blount is banged up. And LeGarrette Blount had his way back in week three.
Yeah, the one thing I'd say to that in the Texans' favor is they were terrible against the run early in the season. And then whatever they figured out, they figured it out. They were really good the rest of the way, except when they got worn down in the fourth quarter in some games.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I think the way to beat the Texans is to have, at least to beat their run defense, is to have a violent runner that can grind you down. I think LeGarrette Blount is that, but if LeGarrette Blount is banged up or not, I don't think there's any way he's 100% in this game. I think that's a positive for the Texans. Again, but we're talking about positives that could possibly lead them to covering.
Well, that's
I don't think there's anything that you could convince. Like, I swear, I'm not being a joker right now when I say this, but if Tom Brady's head fell off tonight, like if he got up out of bed and he slipped on his man Ugg and hit his neck on the bedside table and it broke his head off and he was out, dead, I still think the Patriots would win the game. So, I mean, you're going to have a hard time convincing me that anything that's changed since week three is enough for the Texans to win. Because whatever has changed for the Texans, the Patriots getting Tom Brady back is more impactful than anything that's happened with the Texans. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Like Brian Cushing's back you know, whatever you say, the Patriots now have Tom Brady. That trumps anything the Texans could have positive in their favor. So it wouldn't shock me if this is worse than the first matchup.
I would agree. But I'm trying to give fair and balanced reporting to the people.
Yeah. The quarterback threw for 103 yards, and you still lost 27-0. I mean, I promise you Tom Brady will throw for more than 103 yards, unless his head falls off. Then it's probably like 80.
All right, guys, if you think they can cover the spread, you know where to go. MyBookie.lv. And the great thing is, if you put some action on the game and you win, you don't have to wait weeks to collect your cash. That's one thing that has frustrated me with so many other sites, and that's why I only use MyBookie.lv right now. It's an industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time. And it's like we said, fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. It's the only website that I use now. And right now, MyBookie will match 50% of your initial deposit. That's 50% of your initial deposit. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate that offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at only $125. And, guys, it's a great deal. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. $125 for all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink. There's going to be a bunch of celebrities there. If you go to the website, you're going to see them. And these tickets are not going to last long. And I'm telling you, we offered you some great deals a month ago, and some of you took them and some of you didn't. And I'm telling you, don't wait till game week, okay? Get in there, get your tickets. You're going to want to be there. This is Houston's party, man. It's like most of these guys, most of these Super Bowl parties come in and you guys aren't invited. This is your party. So get signed up. All right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Florida. Well, where I imagine if you're homeless in Florida, it's probably not a good thing. A 59-year-old homeless man faces arson charges. He was in a bathroom of a Starbucks, very busy one. Minutes after he entered the bathroom, employees noticed the smell of smoke wafting through the coffee shop. A barista told Tallahassee police she saw him enter the bathroom where he remained for a long time. When she checked on him, he was leaving the bathroom. The employee found a smoldering pair of underwear on the floor. Basically, dude lit his underwear on fire in the bathroom of Starbucks.
What's your suspicion on what happened here? Because I have an idea.
Well, let's hear yours.
My idea is that he had some sort of accident.
Yeah.
And realized that flushing might not, like flushing your underwear would probably lead to a total disaster. And for some reason decided that this was the best thing to do.
Kind of with you on that.
I mean, that's the only why else would you burn your underwear?
Well, he's a 59-year-old homeless guy. He's probably a little bit crazy, too.
That's also a good possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know he was homeless. I thought he was just a regular, like, home guy. You know, not less. I thought he was a guy with a home. That's different. That changes up things.
Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
There's no outcome of the story?
The Gem of the Day.
I got arrested.
Oh, okay.
It's the Gem of the Day.
Facing arson charges.
Okay, good.
I said that at the top.
Gem of the Day.
I had another story that was going to be Gem of the Day, which I thought was a little fun. I'm a George R.R. Martin fan.
You are?
I'm a Game of Thrones fan.
Even though you expect him to die.
I do have him on my Deadpool, which I think is only fair.
But you have been saying he's going to die for years, to be honest.
But I kind of feel like having him on my Deadpool is a little bit of revenge.
I'm not going to lie. I looked for someone who was morbidly obese. I couldn't find anyone famous enough that was really super fat because I feel like that's a good way people die.
Well, especially when you get in your 60s, you can't be that way.
Yeah.
And that's him.
But I took Val Kilmer because I saw some recent pictures of Val Kilmer.
Yeah, he's ballooned up.
Oh, boy. He's doing like the Marlon Brando thing. Like, remember Marlon Brando at the end? It got bad.
Yeah. Well, did you see what he said about our fair city?
No.
Yeah, he says he's rooting for whoever plays the Cowboys and whoever plays the Patriots, which,
a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way. Well, here's what he said. If we wind up with a Cowboys-Patriots Super Bowl, I will be rooting for a giant asteroid to strike Houston.
Oh, no.
He has brought that evil on us.
Hopefully he means only South Houston and not...
No, like maybe just the one place. I'm a little offended here. I don't feel so bad about having him in my Deadpool. He wants to kill us.
Yeah.
This is a guy that kills off every character, man. And
I don't like that.
Why not? You know what he was said that I would have been totally fine with? I hope that right after the championship game, an asteroid hits Dallas and then one hits in New England at the exact same time. I could get behind that.
Yeah. Or their team plane, their charters collide.
Yeah, well, on approach.
Right.
Boom, done.
But don't try to take everybody out.
Don't take us out. Damn, I'm going to have to trade in my Red Witch underwear, I think.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like wishing evil on us.
Yeah, no. This isn't Westeros.
Exactly. And I wrote this morning. It's like, has he bothered to see what the sports scene is like here? We're so irrelevant. Why would you blow us up? We're like Bravos. It's like, we're not really part of the game. We got some players, but we're just sort of on the sidelines. That's Houston. Why would you blow up Bravos?
I don't get it.
You want to go blow up the Night's King, right? Or maybe King's Landing gets blown up and Cersei and everything else.
I have a quick story that I'd pulled up at some point today, and I guess this is as good a time as any to throw it out there. A man in Boston was arrested yesterday morning. He was on the Orange Line train and, you know, trying to make small talk with a lady. And just throwing this out there, not a great way to make small talk is bringing up political stuff. He initiated a conversation about the election. He eventually got enough information out of her that he made the assumption that she voted for Hillary Clinton. And then he implied that her decision was a poor choice. The woman responded by telling him that her vote was her personal business and none of his. So rather than taking the hint and walked away, he doubled down on bad pickup techniques. Bad pickup technique number one, bringing up politics with a stranger. Bad pickup technique number two, unbuckling your belt, dropping your pants, and waving your dong in her face.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Chicks hate that and will almost never go on a date with you afterwards.
I have been rejected every time I've done that.
It never works. And I've got a lot of friends who have tried it. It just doesn't work. The woman... of course, the guy then got off at the next stop.
Literally?
No, he got off the train.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what he did.
I just, that's not where my mind went, but all right.
Officers located him at the north end of the station and took him into custody for open and gross lewdness. And multiple passengers on the train corroborated the victim's allegations. So they've got a mugshot of him and... just in case. He does kind of look like a guy who would whip out his dong on someone when he found out they voted for Hillary.
Absolutely.
Well, there's your extended Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, huh?
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
That's gross. You know what's not gross? My floors, my carpet. You know why? Because Dirt Free cleans them. Now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpets. You're all the family, everybody's finally out of your house. You finally got them out of there, but they raised hell on that floor. Your cousin Charlene, her new baby, peed through its diaper, and some of that's on your carpet, and it's gross. You don't know it yet, but it's there, and it's you're walking on pee. Good news, you don't have to. Dirt Free will take care of it. Right now, they'll clean one room free, that room, the room with the baby's pee in it. They'll clean it for free with any purchase. That means you pay for one room, which is the other room where your father-in-law was snoring and drooling onto the floor. They'll clean. You pay to get that one clean. They'll clean the pee room for absolutely free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373, and go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They're using the most powerful technology in the game to create high-pressure steam made from the patented super water. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals, and they've been doing it for over 30 years. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell me you heard about it here on The Blitz. You'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
Catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.